Late last week, the Northwest Arkansas Council released the results of a study on the area's business retention and expansion efforts. The study was compiled from interviews by area chambers of commerce with 459 local companies. Ozarks at-large's Timothy Dennis spoke with Mike Harvey, Chief Operating Officer of the Council, about the survey and what the results mean for the region moving forward.
Based on the results of this study, is it safe to say that business is booming in Northwest Arkansas?
You know, I actually wish we had an ability to do comparisons against peer regions in the rest of the country with some of these things. You get the feeling that there's definitely been an uptick over the past 12 months. I was telling the group today, if you look at 09, 10, and 11, you kind of had this year going into years of cautious optimism, but 12 seemed to be a real snapback, a real recovery in Northwest Arkansas. I think while the rest of the country still just got on that slow growth uptick, I won't know for sure until middle of the year in terms of just hard numbers, but when a third of your companies that you're talking to, and this is not scientific, but when almost a third of them are saying we have growth plans, that's a great sign.
Although this report has quite a bit of good news in it, you mentioned the benefits versus drawbacks of operating in Northwest Arkansas.
Yep.
Were there any concerns regarding the capacity for further business development in the area?
Yes. I mean, specifically, so I wouldn't call it chronic. And in other words, it's not diffuse. It's not really across the board. We've got some issues specifically in the trades areas. And it's nothing new, and it's nothing that's specific to Northwest Arkansas. But one of our concerns out of this is, and it's more than anecdotal because about half of the respondents in the trades areas are telling us that they were having issues finding skilled workers. It didn't pop up, it didn't rank very high on barriers to growth right now, but I think as you go into recovery and you start to see real growth at those industries, at that industry level, then it may present a barrier to growth, and that growth may go somewhere else. And so that's something we need to be, focused on as a region, our cities, because those are good living wage jobs that don't require college degrees. So you want to capture as many of those as you can.
What are some things that could be done in this area to generate more skilled workers for the trade sector?
Well, it's pretty complicated, kind of looking at it and talking to different interests around the area. I mean, I think several probably things that we need to do. One of the things that we need to do is convince parents that a four-year degree, and I don't want to sound like that guy that says not all kids need to go to college. Well, some kids don't go to college, and we need our K-12 schools preparing them for the workforce, whether or not they are going to college. So, one, figuring that out, and two, figuring out, and I guess it's more of a marketing issue for the parents and for the schools to basically say, these are good, well-paying jobs that you can get out of school. And it's, the trades, I think, over the years have gotten less and less popular with the young people. But I think they're coming back, and we need to figure out a way to convince parents and kids that these are worthy options, I think, in terms of work to pursue once they get out of high school, if they so choose to do that. The third thing I think would be to figure out a way to combine short and intermediate term on-the-job training, OJT type work, either on-site or at the training institutions, and couple that with some workplace essential skills modules. So what we're finding is that between grade 12 and grade 14, if you want to say, it's less than a two-year degree but more than a high school diploma. That's kind of where a lot of these people fall out, and we need to figure out how to align those two and figure out a way to deliver that service so we can start filling that pipeline back up. It's not something that you can just say, we're going to do a X program at one of these institutions, because the feasibility might not be there, because while the issue is there, the numbers might not be there to justify it, unlike healthcare, which has had huge growth.
So aside from a decline in skilled workers for the trade sector, what would you say some main ideas are that can be taken away from this study?
Well, I think I mentioned five things in there that kind of jumped out at me. Selling to the world, no matter how big you are, I think is a tremendous opportunity that Northwest Arkansas companies have and that some are beginning to take advantage of. We need to figure out how to facilitate that more. Great big world market out there, and it's getting easier and easier to sell to, and we need to basically help facilitate that. Infrastructure is a huge deal for these companies. So we advocated aggressively for Garvey and the halfpenny sales tax this year. So that'll lead to about $450 million worth of road improvements in the area, and that'll go a long way over the next decade to alleviate a lot of the issues that they were talking about with infrastructure. But another part of that, which was a big sticking point for a lot of companies, is getting my workers to and from work via public transportation. And so finding a solution, connectivity, working with the localities to come up with a regional public transit solution that is employer-focused as well, using some of this turnback money that's coming from the halfpenny is going to be a priority of ours. So I think those are several areas that we're going to be working on as a council. So a lot of this is in our work plan or in our plans already. The survey itself was somewhat of a validation exercise for us this year. You know, I was pretty excited to find that there wasn't much that they were saying, hey, we need help with this, that we weren't working on or had plans for already.
So you mentioned at the beginning of our talk that this study was based off of reports submitted by area chambers of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Is this study something that the Northwest Arkansas Council will continue conducting to measure progress in the area?
Yeah. So in essence, what we do is we have contracts with our local chambers to do the outreach, to do these interviews, and do 450 or more. They did 459 this year, every year. And so, you know, going forward, it's our goal to sustain this level of outreach to our existing businesses so we can keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on out there. I told the group today this is not scientific, but it's something that we can really glean a lot of good information from and take action if we need to.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Sure, man. Anytime.
Mike Harvey is the Chief Operating Officer for the Northwest Arkansas Council. More information is available at nwacouncil.org.
Nothing funny in the news? Think again.
The Pope Emeritus got his red slippered feet up in the Armani tracksuit with a bottle of Pellegrino, watching Golden Girls right about now. Conventional wisdom says the next pope is white, male, and Catholic. Join me this week for all the news that isn't and more on the What Do You Know Radio Hour from PRI, Public Radio International.
What Do You Know? Saturday mornings at 10 here on KUAF 91.3 FM.